for give visa to citizen them if the government them not do waiting the inside the U.S. immigration law them. Well, now the U.S. government don't stop for give visa to salon citizen them where they apply for immigrant and non-immigrant visa them. For no waiting make them take this action, maybe I'll come talk to the U.S. ambassador na salon, Maria Brewer, we start for confirm the sanction inside this interview.
As has been circulated, as of September 11th, 2020, the U.S. has discontinued issuing almost all immigrant and non-immigrant visas for Sierra Leone citizens and nationals applying at U.S. Embassy Freetown.
What's the reason for the sanction?
Yes, under U.S. law, when the Secretary of Homeland Security lets the Secretary of State know that a country has not been supporting quickly enough, has actually been delaying the acceptance of their nationals, their citizens, who are subject to an order of removal. At that point, the Secretary of State orders consular officers to discontinue issuance of some or all visas. So the issue is that it's when Sierra Leone citizens have been ordered to be removed from the U.S. or depart the U.S., but have not departed, and they need travel documents to be able to return to Sierra Leone. The government of Sierra Leone must issue those travel documents. And in this case, the U.S. Feels that Sierra Leone has not been doing so quickly enough, in a timely fashion, or consistently enough. And so these sanctions have been applied.
Has there been any explanation from the side of the government of Sierra Leone as to why there is delay to comply?
I think I would refer you to the government of Sierra Leone on that to answer. We do know that we have, from our side, been continuing to reach out to them, both here and in Washington, on this issue and working with their embassy in Washington, D.C. as well. So that's all I can say is that we will continue to work with the government of Sierra Leone on this issue. We look forward to compliance. We're hopeful that we will be able to reach compliance and then be able to rescind these sanctions.
So does that mean the sanction will be in place until the government of Sierra Leone responds to the United States?
Yes. Again, what we're looking for is a consistent, repeatable, routine process by which the government of Sierra Leone issues these travel documents to their citizens so that they can return to Sierra Leone in a timely fashion. So I think once a track record can be established that is consistent, then we will be able to remove the sanctions.
I remember the last time that you sent returnees back home from the United States in August 2019. There are two individuals that were in that batch that claims to be citizens of the Caribbean, and they are still in Sierra Leone here, stranded. Is the embassy aware of these individuals who were sent from the United States to Sierra Leone and are not citizens of this country?
We're certainly aware of this case, of these two individuals. I can say that the U.S. government does not issue travel documents to foreign nationals. Therefore, if they were issued travel documents by the government of Sierra Leone, that's an issue for the government of Sierra Leone to determine whether or not they're the citizens. Clearly, now they are claiming they're not citizens of Sierra Leone. I can't attest to whether they are or not.
Did they produce documents as citizens of Sierra Leone?
I don't know. Again, the government of Sierra Leone issued travel documents to them. So if they weren't citizens of Sierra Leone, then that is something that only the Sierra Leone government can or cannot attest to.
You spoke about exemptions to this sanction. Who are the individuals or people that are exempted from the sanction?
Yes, the U.S. has, as all international countries that are part of the Vienna Convention, we have agreed to allow for the travel of diplomats, of people going to the UN and other international organizations. That is part of our international obligations, again, as members of the diplomatic community as well as these international organizations. So anyone who is going on assignment to the UN, for example, or to Washington, D.C. to work at the Sierra Leone embassy there would continue to receive visas for that kind of travel. I should also mention, because I've gotten a lot of questions, people asking if this means Sierra Leoneans cannot travel. They can travel. If you have a visa that is still valid, that is currently valid, and, you know, barring corona and all the coronavirus issues, if you can travel, if you have a visa, you are still able to use that visa to go to the U.S.
So how many Sierra Leoneans are we looking at in this case?
Well, the numbers change because a court order as something comes up, they're arrested or they're found to be in violation of their visa or their stay in the U.S. or if they commit a crime in the U.S., they can be added to the list of those who should be, who will be deported, who should be returning to their homes, in this case Sierra Leone. So it changes. The last I heard was a little over, I want to say, 1,300 Sierra Leoneans that were pending orders of deportation.
What are some of the financial implications towards the traveling of those deportees?
I'm not certain exactly who bears the financial implications. The U.S. has in most cases been supporting the actual return through chartering flights. Most recently, as you mentioned a few weeks ago, there was actually a flight that was chartered that came from the U.S., stopped in a number of West African countries, as well as Sierra Leone, and discharged some Sierra Leonean citizens here. But that was at the U.S. expense, including the marshals that attended them as well, the law enforcement officers that were with them on the plane.
Well, that's the U.S. Ambassador Nasalon, Maria Briwa, they confirm insider interview with Mabel Kaba, but the sanction them where the U.S. government don't give to Salon, say they not give immigrants and non-immigrant visa to Salon citizens them because of the over 1,000 Salon citizens they don't deport until the Salon government done the process for bringing them come back at the country.
When we continue with the program,